Good morning, traders. Welcome to today's market review. This is Fred Razak, senior trading strategist here at CM Trading. And today is March 24, 2023, and it's Friday morning. So we're looking at the highlights of the day. Tech stocks hold up the markets as they sold off towards the end of the day. Now looking at today's major economic events. So starting at 10:15 South African time, out of the euro, we have France having a manufacturing and services PMI numbers coming out. And then at 10:30 from Germany, we have that. And then at 11:30 from Great Britain, and then at 3:45 from the United States, all services and manufacturing PMI numbers coming out today. So looking at the various markets going into this number, we're watching the US dollar gain versus the euro and the GBP this morning. And as we look at the indices, the Dow Jones sells off and the NASDAQ after holding off in early morning trading. Now looking at commodities, gold higher while oil slides. Big sell-off for oil, $3. And looking at the stocks, so the tech stocks that held us up yesterday, and looking at cryptocurrencies, Bitcoin still steady and unchanged. So let's take a look at the markets and see what we can expect from today's trading. So here we go. We're going to take a look at the EURUSD, and we can see that it's just sliding here from 109 down to 107.24. Now, it's not such a big deal, but we see that it played catch up to the GBP as it took up higher and then didn't, and then was the one that went first on the downside. Now, if we look at the GBP USD, you could look at it much more sharply. It trades much more sharply. So this is why it's happening as it's selling off to 122 from 123. That's a decent move for the GBP as well. And if we look at the Aussie dollar, also lower versus the USD, as that is making that correctional move. Now, jumping into commodities, this is where it's going to get interesting. 1997 for gold as it's breaking out higher, hugging this support resistance-ish level, previous support, subsequent resistance, that the Fibonacci retracement right there at that blue line. So this is something to really consider going in today. If it clears it, we could clear it to 2000 and then, okay? So that's really important as we look at that. Crude oil, look at that nosedive from $69 down to $67.48 right now as it's made that nosedive over the past 2 to 3 hours. Now jumping into the US markets, the Dow Jones is sliding here to 32,000. Remember, we do have support at 31,750. But all intents and purposes, this is what I'm looking at right now. If it does break that Fibonacci retracement support, it could break lower. I'm looking at the NASDAQ, also sold off, but not as aggressively as the future sold off this morning. Now, yesterday's session in the stocks, this is interesting. Watch this. Facebook on its highs. It's still hovering above $200 a share. That is amazing for what it's gone to and how it's rebounded from $92 up to $200. Remember, this used to be a $380 stock at one point. So this is really making a huge comeback. I mean, if we look at that from its high of August of of 2 years ago, as it went into that highs and then corrected itself since then. So this is something to keep a note of. Microsoft is something to keep a note of. Even if it was red towards the end of the day, it was still green, you know, as we look at a daily chart. But it does look like either it's going to pop out or make a correction on the downside. Now, jumping into Bitcoin, this is the last one that we're going to look at today. It's hugging that 28,000, not breaking higher, not breaking lower, just at that level. So this is something to look at to see if it's going to retrace and going to peter out. But it did try to retrace, and we saw that aggressive move that came right back at it. So there's still some bulls and bears to be fought at this level. Now, my buy mistake, I showed the next slide, but I think it's important to show it. Natural gas, look at this nice breakout that it's having this morning at 233 up from 217. Not a big, I mean, relatively a big move for natural gas, but as you can see, this has been cobbled over the past 6 months. So if it is making a correctional move and going up to 289, that might be something of interest if you're looking to trade this as well. This is Fred Razak. I want to wish you guys a great trading day and a beautiful weekend. Thank you.